out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 29th of March 2019 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioarian.com as it's Friday. We are very pleased to say that we have a very special guest with us. Once again, Grandpa Lampshade has joined us for the day. Grandpa, how are you doing?
I'm doing just great. It's not Friday and it's not the Daily Nationalist unless Grandpa Lampshade gets to sit down and take part in the visit.
Excellent. What's it like over there? You're over there in Texas. It must be sunny. It must be a glorious morning for you. Am I right?
It is. Yeah, we're getting our 2 weeks of weather per year. Well, two of the 4 weeks of weather per year when it's not either freezing cold or blistering hot. It's like we get 2 weeks of spring, and where it's not either sweltering dog days of summer or cold winter. And it seems like that's how long it is. It's a little longer than that, but not much. And so, yeah, we're enjoying it while it lasts, because trust me, it won't last long here, and we'll be like melting in the intense heat. So yeah, it is. It's really nice here.
It's a beautiful day here as well. Beautiful spring sunshine. Of course, we've got to start with something positive because, of course, we've got a rather negative news story that we're going to get into today. We've just got one major news story to cover, and that is Facebook banning white nationalism. Facebook has banned white nationalism and white separatist posts from its platform in what likely constitutes its most aggressive action against extremist content yet, is the start of this article. And basically, white nationalism, white separatism, what about black nationalism? What about black separatism? What about Jewish nationalism? I mean, this is just blatant anti-white racism by Facebook.
Yeah, it's a perfect time to, like you say, play the let's substitute the white word game. You know, let's put black in here. Would there be any calls? This is they keep going a little further out here, and a little further they keep exposing themselves to their anti-white agenda, don't they, Sven? I mean, it's not even now they're not even bothering with the white supremacist Nazi line, are they?
Well, this is it. They're conflating it all together, basically, and there is a difference between it. We'll get into that as we get further into this article. They continue, the policy will be put in place starting next week and will affect all of Facebook's nearly 2 billion wide user base, in addition to Instagram, the firm announced. It's clear that these concepts are deeply linked to organized hate groups and have no place on our services, Facebook wrote in a blog post. And I don't understand that. I mean, Facebook mainly is individuals commenting about the news, commenting about what's going on. And yet they're saying that it's organized hate groups. Who are these organized hate groups? I mean, are they legitimate political organizations like UKIP, Britain First? Obviously, they've already banned Britain First. Are they talking about Donald Trump here? I mean, he said that he's a nationalist. He's a white man. He's a nationalist. And why is it that they're saying it's hate groups? What do they mean by this? There's no specification about it. They're not saying what they mean by it. And I'm guessing that what they mean by organized hate groups is whoever the SPLC tells them is a hater.
Or just white people. If you're a pro-white individual, or you happen to be white and not a groveling leftist, then congratulations, you're part of an organized hate group. That organized hate group is white people in general and white men, the white race specifically.
It's the whole of the white race. We are an organized hate group, and we are not allowed to be proud of our ancestors. We're not allowed to say that we wish to exist. I mean, that's all it is, really. That's what nationalism is. It's saying we have a right to exist. The social media giant has removed posts from extremist groups in the past for violating its policies around hate speech and abuse, but has historically fallen short of outright banning posts of this kind. The policy shift was first reported by Motherboard, and at first I thought maybe that is a forum for mothers, but no, it's a subsection of Vice.com. As part of the sweeping crackdown, Facebook will no longer allow posts that include statements like, "I am a proud white nationalist," and "immigration is tearing this country apart, white separatism is the only answer," to remain on its site. So basically, criticism of the globalist agenda is going to be entirely censored from Facebook, and yet they still claim that they are unbiased. But that's what this is. They're just going to remove all dissent, all criticism of what's going on, all criticism of globalism. And how are they going to define it? I mean, are they going to have a list of subjects that white nationalists are likely to talk about, and then they're going to ban them? What about if it's black people talking about it? What about if it's Jews talking about it? Are they going to be allowed to continue? I'm guessing they will be.
Yes, and any noticing will not be allowed. That second line really gets me. Immigration is tearing this country apart. It's the truth. I mean, are things, as we become more diverse, are things getting better or worse? I mean, it's demonstrable that you can prove that as we become more diverse, things are getting worse. But you see, to point that out now, is going to get you, if you're on Facebook, pointing that out is not going to be allowed. It's going to get you kicked off. It's going to get you banned because you're, congratulations, you're an evil white nationalist, or even worse, a white separatist. You see, you're not even going to be allowed to say that I just don't want to be around these people. You know, I mean, before it was claiming that of this over the top, you know, these evil haters, you know, want to do harm to these other races. But see, now, like I said before, they're going so far enough out there now, they're taking the mask completely off. You're not even going to be allowed to point out the truth, and you're not even going to be allowed to say that you just don't want to be around them. You think they should have their own countries and you should have your own country. That's going to be basically lumped in with hate speech.
What about Basque separatists? Apparently, Basque separatists are still going to be allowed. I wonder about Irish nationalism. What about Scottish nationalism? Of course, we've got the Scottish National Party. They're more of a communist party than anything else. It's going to be hard I can see that there's going to be a lot of people that actually they didn't actually want to remove that are going to be removed as they go along with this. Continuing with the article, we've had conversations with more than 20 members of civil society, academics, in some cases these were civil rights organizations, experts in race relations from around the world, Facebook's policy director of counterterrorism told Motherboard. And I'll just stop there. Because all of these experts, these so-called experts that they bring up, the supposed experts on the far right, always come from the far left. They're always Antifa. They're always communists. They're always black identitarians, race hustlers. They're never experts that actually come from the right wing, experts that come from nationalism. It's always people that are anti-nationalism and are going to be completely biased. And yet these are the very people that they look to as being the experts on this. I mean, they've checked this out with 20 members of civil society, academics, la-di-da. Why have they checked this out with any nationalists at all? Have they checked it out with David Duke? I would suggest that he would be a white nationalist expert, or maybe Professor Kevin MacDonald, or Jared Taylor. They would all be white nationalist experts, but they haven't gone to any of them. They've gone to the opposition, basically. And this is purely political. And then they say, we decided that the overlap between white nationalism, white separatism, and white supremacy is so extensive, we really can't make a meaningful distinction between them. Like, nationalism, separatism, and supremacy are all the same word. I mean, there is a big difference between the three of them. I noticed on Wikipedia they're saying this as well. This is a concerted effort here to conflate European nationalism with white supremacy, even though it's the complete opposite of that. But if people want to be separate from others, it's not because they want to lord it over them. It's not because they see themselves as supreme to everybody else and they want to be the master and they want the other race to be the slave. It's because they want nothing to do with them. It's the total opposite of a supreme supremacist attitude to this. This conflating all three together, and you can just look up in the dictionary to see what the difference is. This idea that you can't make a meaningful distinction between the two, this is a talking point of Antifa, again, and the extreme left that say this. I mean, this is basically Facebook coming out as an extreme left-wing organization, I think, Grandpa.
Oh, and there's an important line here that you don't want to miss from what you just went over. And this was stated by talking about conflating all this together. This statement was made by Facebook's policy director of counterterrorism. You see, we're all being lumped together. And then they slipped this in. This was stated by the person, their director of counterterrorism. You see, so if you think that these people should have their countries, you should have your country and everybody get along better. Guess what? The implication by the fact that this statement is being made by their policy director of counterterrorism is that you are indeed a terrorist. I mean, you are a part of a terrorist organization simply for the fact that you think white people should be able to have their own nations. I mean, there's no other way to interpret this. And again, as you already pointed out, I mean, they're lumping separatism, white supremacy. And once again, these are all, by and large, they're buzzwords. They're supposed to elicit a reaction, white supremacists. But now they want to be sure and tie it all together. Any sort of nationalism, white separatism, any kind of nationalism whatsoever, if it's from white people, you are, by definition, by implication here, you are essentially a terrorist until proven otherwise.
That seems to be the way that it's going. More and more often now that they're conflating terrorism with this. I mean, they're trying to say that Britain First should be outlawed as a terrorist organization. It's this basic mission creep, as we were told happens out there in the Middle East. You get mission creep, and that's exactly what we've got here. We've got mission creep, where they're gradually trying to expand the term terrorism to include just all nationalism, if it's Europeans. As I say, there won't be anything said about Jewish nationalism, won't be anything said about black nationalism, black supremacists. I mean, what is Black Lives Matter if not a black supremacist message? It's saying that black lives are worth more than whites, but that's perfectly okay. They say, if a user posts content including these statements or themes, Facebook will now direct them towards a non-profit that helps people leave hate groups, Motherboard reported. The non-profit, Life After Hate, was created by ex-white power activists and serves as an exit program to help people leave the violent far right. If people are exploring this movement, we want to connect them with folks that will be able to provide support offline, Fishman told Motherboard. This is the kind of work that we think is part of a comprehensive program to take this sort of movement on. What this basically is they're removing all counter-arguments to their claims from the site. They're removing all counter-arguments and then forcing anybody that's looking for those counter-arguments to go and hear their argument. It's like their arguments are so weak that they cannot stand scrutiny. They have to remove all counter-arguments and then force people to go to their website. That's the only way that they can exist, because they know that they cannot put their views up to debate. That's what this is. I mean, it's like saying, if somebody searches for the Republican Party online, they're going to be directed to the Democrat Party. Whenever you type in Republican Party, the only website you can go to is the Democrats. And yet that's what they're essentially doing here. They're removing all chances of a debate. They're basically saying, we give up. We cannot possibly answer the arguments that nationalists have. We just have to remove them completely and force people to see our arguments. And that's just going to turn people off completely from these organizations. And I can't think of anything weaker than to say, well, you know, we just cannot stand talking to our opposition. We just have to remove the opposition completely. And this is coming from a total position of weakness here that I don't think they've picked up on.
It's an online version of sending you to a re-education camp. If you make the statement, if you just say you're just some person and you're like, okay, you see all this going on, you're on Facebook for some reason, and you go, well, I don't really see what's so wrong with white people having their own nation. You're not even that politically active, but you're just observing all of this stuff happening. And you post up and say, well, wait a minute, I'm looking at these arguments, and what's so wrong with white people having your own nation? They're going to forward you to an online re-education camp. And again, what's alarming about this, and we look at this stuff and we shake our heads and we talk about how ridiculous it is. But when we look back, we see how these things are step by step. So it's not hard to see where these people are going. They can't at this point in time. Well, I don't know. They try to, but for the most part, they can't snatch you up for your thought and send you to a re-education camp, to the gulag, as the Bolsheviks did. But that's what they want to do, but they can't do that right now. So they essentially redirect you to an online re-education camp to, you know, help you understand your level of hatred and how you need to give up your hatred, or at least you should start hating yourself and your own people, because how dare you make the statement that white people should have their own nation. It is. It's a redirection to an online re-education camp. And make no mistake, these people, if they get their chance long term, it won't be a virtual re-education camp. You know, it's not hard to see where they would just love to go with this. They just can't quite do it yet.
And look at the way they just drop violent in there as well. The violent far right. And I mean, anybody that's interested in what nationalists have to say, they will look up to see, you know, on Facebook or wherever, see what nationalists have to say. And if they look that up on Facebook, what are they going to think when they see that has been removed? Because they've been told that the nationalists are violent, we're terrorists, we're supremacists, it's so nasty what we talk about. Nobody would be interested in it, would they? Nobody would be interested in nationalism if what they said about it is true. So they're admitting that what they say about it is a pack of lies, and that's why they've removed it. Either that, or they're saying that the whole of the white population are violent, nasty people, that if they see something that tells them to go out and attack people, they're going to love that. Because that's not what we talk about. And this, you know, just makes it clear that what they are telling the public about us is a pack of lies. Prior to Wednesday's decision, Facebook had only prevented users from sharing messages that promoted white supremacy. It drew fierce backlash from civil rights advocates who argued that white supremacy is indistinguishable from white nationalism and white separatism. A fierce backlash. I mean, they've spoken to 20 people here. That's what they told us. 20 members of civil society. And they're saying that there's a fierce backlash. A fierce backlash from communists, maybe. Antifa.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I read that too, Sven, when I started that line, it drew a fierce backlash from civil rights activists. And I'm thinking, oh, well, civil rights activists, they spoke up and said, whoa, 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 you're shutting down freedom of speech. But then you continue on and it's like, no, civil rights activists are saying you're not going far enough and shutting it down.
It reminds me of the language on the recent articles that they did, you know, just trying to draw links between Radio Aryan and the Moss murderer when they got our Twitter taken away, and then they said that they got a Facebook shutdown, which we never had a Facebook. And they said we got a YouTube shutdown. We've never had a YouTube. But the headline was fury as a neo-Nazi radio station found on Facebook. And it was absolute nonsense. And they said fury as if people were furious. Nobody was furious. All the comments in the articles were positive and were saying this looks like a piece of propaganda. I mean, the actual Times comments were very, very interesting. But according to the mainstream media, that there's a fierce backlash and there's absolute fury that people are talking about issues that are of importance to Europeans. And again, it's nonsense. It just makes them look bad. Now it says Facebook is moving to ban all posts promoting these three ideologies from its platform. Over the past 3 months, our conversations with members of civil society and academics who are experts in race relations around the world have confirmed that white nationalism and separatism cannot be meaningfully separated from white supremacy and organized hate groups, the firm wrote in a blog post. Going forwards, while people will still be able to demonstrate pride in their ethnic heritage, we will not tolerate praise or support for white nationalism and separatism. So what do they mean there? Pride in ethnic heritage? Of course, they say that whites don't have an ethnicity. We don't have English people or French people. We're just a mix. We don't actually have our ethnicities because when foreigners move to our countries, they can say that they are the same ethnicity that we are. So I think what they're saying there is that blacks, browns, Jews, all the other different colored races, that they can demonstrate pride, but they're not going to tolerate any white people being proud of being white. And again, they say here that the experts in race relations around the world, have they spoken to any white people that are experts in race relations, or has it all been non-whites, or has it been communist self-hating whites, maybe? I mean, they should be talking to people like David Duke to get the white people's side of this. There's no balance in it whatsoever. That's what really gets me. And I think that's really what anybody reading this is going to think.
Who are these members, by the way? Who are these? I love how they use this broad term, members of civil society. You see, if you don't agree with them, you're not a part of civil society. You want to be a part of civil society, don't you? If you disagree, then you must be not a member of civil society, and thus you must be a terrorism. Now, looking at that last part, going forward, white people will still be able to demonstrate pride in their ethnic heritage. We will not tolerate praise or support for white. Stop. You know, stop with the nationalism, separate. You're in praise and support for white accomplishment, white praise and support for your white race. Because, you know, if you sit there and say you put up a post of something about, you know, America was, you know, largely Britain, America, these countries were made great, were built by white people, which is a truth, which is a fact. You can be virtually guaranteed that you're not a member of civil society and you're an evil white racist, separatist, white supremacist, and you're going to wind up finding yourself redirected to the virtual re-education re-education camp to learn about your own hatred and recognize your white privilege. Oh, the nationalism, separatism, take those words out of the end of that and just put the white race. They will not tolerate praise or support for the white race. I'm not being over the top here. I virtually guarantee you that's how this is going to be defined. If you make a Facebook post in any way, shape, or form praising any accomplishment of the white race, this is going to be defined as white nationalism, white separatism, white supremacy, and their counterterrorism people or whatever are going to lump you in, and congratulations, you'll be redirected to the online gulag to try to get your mind right and understand that you're coming from a position. You're coming from a position of hate, Goy, and you're going to be kicked off. This is, and again, they're just becoming more and more brave with their out-and-out anti-white agenda. And that is what this is. That is what this is. Make no mistake about it. You were talking about Radio Aryan losing their Twitter. we go out of our way to not say anything that could be remotely construed as violence. We tell people we don't promote violence. No, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You get your Twitter shut down. They make up the fact that you had a Facebook page so that they can brag that they shut that down too. They make up the fact that you had a YouTube, and so they can brag that they got that shut down as well. And it's not going to stop there, folks. It is not going to stop there. We know this. It's a fact.
Maybe what they mean is, you know, we're uncivil. We're not a part of civil society. We're not civil or courteous. Well, I mean, what is this that they're doing here? I mean, this is the very definition of bigotry, isn't it? If you're a bigot, it refuses to allow somebody else to have their say. A bigot refuses to listen to anybody else or to allow anybody else to have a different opinion. That's the definition of a bigot. And that's exactly what this is. It's just pure bigotry. Highlighting the thorniness of policing extremist content. Note that as well. We are now extremists. If you're just a nationalist or a separatist, you're an extremist. Facebook said implicit and coded white nationalism and white separatism will not be removed from the site immediately, as it is harder to detect and remove. Facebook said it will also rely on machine learning and artificial intelligence to remove white nationalist, separatist, and supremacist content. The firm told Motherboard that it will use tactics like content matching to remove images that have previously been flagged as hate material. Now, I can see a lot of hilarious results ensuing from that. If we look back at other examples of artificial intelligence that's been used online that linked up Negroes with monkeys, and Tay, that the artificial intelligence that learned from what everybody was saying and turned into a Nazi within a matter of hours. I can, especially if they're looking at images that people have put up, memes that people have put up that have been used from mainstream news sites and have then been turned into nationalist memes. I mean, they're going to be removing them all from the mainstream news sites, aren't they? I can see a lot of fun happening with this, Grandpa.
Oh, well, and it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop there. Yeah, I'm sure leftists are listening, because I have like leftist stalkers that stalk me around trying to catch me saying something that they can try to report as being something that could get me in trouble. You know, for the leftists read something like this. Let me tell you, the leftists read something like this and they go, good, we'll shut down these white supremacists, these evil white haters once and for all. I already said it isn't going to stop there. If you're a leftist and you get on Facebook, try this as an experiment in the coming weeks. Get on Facebook and loudly and proudly promote the boycott and divest from Israel movement, which, you know, I've got no problem with, but it's by and large started as a leftist sort of movement. Start proclaiming about how you support the boycott and divest from Israel movement. And, you know, you can do some searches for how Israel drops white phosphorus on the Palestinians and, you know, how many Palestinians the Israeli government wipes out as they bomb hospitals and schools and such as that. And loud and proud, because they have come out and said that supporting this boycott and divest from Israel movement is anti-Semitism. If you're a white leftist, and you loud and proud are promoting the boycott and divest from Israel movement, you too, it's sad, but in a way it's kind of funny too, you too are going to find yourself quite possibly redirected to the online re-education camp to learn about escaping from hate groups, because you too may be a white supremacist because of the anti-Semitism you're showing by supporting the boycott and divest from Israel movement. This stuff always creeps out. You called it mission creep earlier. It's exactly right, and it's not unintentional. They've already said supporting the boycott and divest from Israel movement is anti-Semitism. And yet, if you're a leftist and you look at what these people are doing to the Palestinians and you support this movement, you too, yes, you too could be a white supremacist.
Well, they're going to have to use racial profiling for this, aren't they? Because there are things that Jews talk about, which if a white person was to talk about, it would definitely be white supremacy. And the same with blacks as well. So if you get white people that are maybe white, we can just pretend to be Jewish, give ourselves Jewish names or black names, and then see whether we still get banned from Facebook or not. Because that's the only way that this artificial intelligence could work is by profiling people, because otherwise it will be banning Jews, and it will be banning blacks, and it will be banning gays. And as I say, they will just end up making a big mess out of it. Facebook moved to ban white nationalist and white separatist posts after about 36 Facebook employees worked on the topic, including input from CEO Sheryl Sandberg. Several civil rights advocacy groups praised Facebook's decision, including racial justice organization Color of Change. Now, why aren't I surprised that it was a Jew that is the one, the main person that gets mentioned in this, COO Sheryl Sandberg. And this Color of Change group, I'm not quite sure who they are, but apparently Color of Change alerted Facebook years ago to the growing dangers of white nationalists on its platform. I'm not quite sure what danger nationalists pose to anybody on an internet platform. And today we are glad to see the company's leadership take this critical step forward in updating its policy on white nationalism, Color of Change President Rashad Robinson said in a statement. We look forward to continuing our work with Facebook to ensure that the platform's content moderation guidelines and trainings properly support the updated policy and are informed by civil rights and racial justice organizations. The Muslim Public Affairs Council called the decision a win against white supremacy and said it has met with the firm, including Sandberg, to urge them to take a harder stance against all forms of hate speech on Facebook. Facebook's official policy change is an important step for American Muslims and other marginalized communities affected by violence from white nationalists, the organization said in a statement. This step, while important, is just one step. There is still work to be done, and we're committed to seeing this through. So again, what you've got here is you've got Muslims agreeing with Jews that white people need to be silenced. And you've got nobody actually speaking up for white people here. You know, Color of Change, Jews running this, this Antifa group, Life After Hate. You've got nobody that is speaking up for Europeans or speaking up for white people. You've got these civil rights groups here that are clapping their hands and cheering and saying, isn't this wonderful? This marginalized group in society is going to be censored, and they're not allowed to say anything, and we're just going to lie and say that they're all violent and they commit violence when we don't. I mean, how can violence be committed on an internet platform? I mean, you have to go onto these people's pages to see what they have to say. It's not like people are being forced to see what white nationalists say. It's because white nationalism is so popular. I think that's a large part of this. Is there anything else that you'd like to add to this, Grandpa, before we finish up here?
Well, just that last line. This step, while important, is just one step. You see, they're honest. In this line, they're being honest. This is just yet another step. Now, if you're sitting out there and you're looking at this and you're like, well, I'm not a white nationalist. Well, I'm not one of these crazy neon Nazis or whatever the hell the word is they want to use this week. It's not going to affect me. They're openly saying, well, this is just a start. We've got more steps to make, and there's still much work to be done, and they're committed to seeing this through. You should be seriously asking yourself what that looks like as they see this through, because they're not done here. They're openly telling you here they're not finished with just this. They've got more steps to go and further to go. So these people that sit here and say, well, I'm not one of these members of this. I'm not one of these guys. I'm not a Sven Longshanks. I'm not a Grandpa Lampshade. I'm not one of these guys. I you know, they're coming for you. Make no mistake. It's coming. They're openly saying this is just a step, and we've seen it play out over and over again. Their incrementalism, their step-by-step methods, and it would be beyond naive and beyond foolish to think that you're not on the list. I mean, they're openly saying this is just a step. So you have to ask yourself, okay, well, what's the next step? They're banning anybody who says anything remotely like white people should have a country of their own, a nation of their own. I mean, it's a reasonable question to ask, what's next? Because they're telling you there's more coming. They're not stopping there. They're being open about that. There's more coming. So it's time to ask yourself, what's next? Now you're not even going to be allowed to say white people deserve have nations of their own. What's the next step? It's something that very much bears thinking about, something very much bears consideration. What's their next step?
And of course, we saw this coming a long time ago. So banning white nationalism from Facebook will not affect Radio Aryan in any way whatsoever, because we built our platform on its own separate platform without relying on Facebook. Anyway, thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.